The University of Wyoming is working hard to increase out-of-state enrollment. But what about in-state? When UW President Lori Nichols was hired, she set a goal of reversing a seriously declining enrollment of Native American students at the university. To do that, she opened a Native American Center and hired a Native American program advisor to make the campus more welcoming. And it worked. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, now there is not enough money to fund all the interested students applying.
Northern Arapaho Chairman Roy Brown is a busy guy these days. From his car, he talks about how fast his tribe is growing, 10,300 members strong. After generations of hardship and high mortality rates, that's good news. And he says 40% of those members are kids.
About 4,000 of our members are under the age of 18, are going to be looking at opportunities for post-secondary education.
Brown says education has always been valuable to the tribe. That's why back in the late 80s, the tribe had the vision to establish a $1 million endowment that is now appreciated to $2.25 million. Usually, each year, a handful of students are eligible for endowment scholarships.
This school year, we actually had 14 students that qualified for this endowment scholarship, which is two or three times more than we typically see.
He says that prompted the Northern Arapaho Business Council to start brainstorming how they could adequately fund all those students to attend UW.
One of the ways that we're exploring is starting a dialogue with the Board of Trustees to get a tuition waiver for our tribal members.
A tribal tuition waiver is not a novel idea. Eastern Shoshone member James Trosper is the director of the new Native American Education, Research, and Cultural Center that opened last fall on the UW campus. He says lots of states already offer tuition waivers or discounts for tribal members.
Fort Lewis is probably the most notable. There are several other colleges in Colorado that also do something similar. CSU has an agreement. Montana is another state.
Michigan, North Dakota, Maine, Idaho. Drosper says these states often offer them as a way to acknowledge broken treaty agreements. Trosper says the same should go for the University of Wyoming.
Most of the universities have agreements with tribes who had previously owned the land where those universities are now built. And this is a good example of an agreement that could be made because this land where the University of Wyoming sits once belonged to the Arapaho.
In fact, Trosper says the entire southeast corner of Wyoming was originally granted to the Northern Arapaho in the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1851. In mid-January, Trosper and Northern Arapaho Chairman Roy Brown and others made this argument to the UW Board of Trustees. Eventually, they'll be the body in charge of making the decision. In a Laramie Boomerang article, Trustee President John McPherson was quoted saying, "This is a kind of a slippery slope, because if we do it for your tribe, then do we have to do it for the other tribe?" End quote. He went on to point out that then other organizations might argue for a waiver too.
I'm in agreement that it could be a slippery slope, but I think that it's really important that the trustees consider that it's going to be a very short slope, because there are only two tribes that are citizens of Wyoming, and that's the Northern Arapaho and the Eastern Shoshone.
Honestly, I have mixed emotions about it.
That's UW President Lori Nichols.
I mean, on one level, I would love to do it because I would love tribal members from Wyoming to feel like they have access to a higher education and that finances are not a barrier for them.
But Nichols says when she was hired, her first priority was funding cuts, $19 million from the university's budget. And that was just to make ends meet after a severe downturn in the energy industry.
Part of what we've really not done yet is really a financial analysis, is just to take a look at how many tribal members do we have attending the university, and if we gave some kind of a waiver or discount, what would be the financial impact of that, and could we handle it?
Northern Arapaho Chairman Roy Brown says currently there are 11 Arapaho students at UW, but 10 times as many attending other colleges, some in Wyoming, but many in other states. He says the tribe would like to think of UW as its home school.
The tribe as a whole recognizes the value of education in just about every aspect of how we want to reach our goals in providing for a safer, more robust economically developed community for all of our tribal members.
And as Wyoming struggles to convince younger generations to stay and help grow a robust economy statewide, the 4,000 Northern Arapaho youth considering where to go to college might just be a great place to start. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.